and welcome to the Houston Element Podcast. My name is Missy, and I'm your host. And today, I have the pleasure to share time and space with a returning guest, a very talented young man, hustling young man, all right, recording and performing artist, E-Eyes.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me. And hey, we back at it. It's a pleasure to be back on your show, back on your wonderful podcast to talk about more great things.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much for coming back. And I'm such a big fan of yours. So I'll be telling my great, great, great grandkids, you know, this. I'll be like, y'all don't know. I got to interview not once, but twice. That's right.
That's what's up, you know, and it's all love. And I appreciate people like you and the community to give people like me, you know, the opportunity to get our voices out there. So you're a big part of this community and your platform means a whole lot. So I don't take it for granted and I'm excited to be back. That's for sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, this podcast has exceeded my expectations and I'm just so grateful to be able to meet people like yourself, man.
I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
So you're going to share a little bit of something about some upcoming projects and your latest single, Crash and Burn.
Let's talk about it, baby. So I have a single out right now. It released in January. It's called Crash and Burn. It have a more feel of like rock and roll, pop, R&B, rap. It's like you're getting a lot of treats within this record, right? And it's a lot of fire. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of excitement. But the one thing about it is telling a story of overcoming a hardship in a relationship. I know sometimes we can get in these relationships and it's hard to break loose, especially if they're toxic. So it's kind of like you going through the emotions. So the song is just representing that emotions of going through that type of relationship and just riding out the wave, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it don't end good. You know, every story don't have that perfect Cinderella fairy tale. So Crash and Burn is, you know, it's kind of raw, unedited, and it's talking about, you know, unpleasant things. So that's the whole entire gist behind Crash and Burn. And so that's out right now. It's doing pretty good. It's a lot of promo behind it, a lot of, you know, content behind that. And everything is going to the next level. I can definitely see the engagements growing since I released Crash and Burn. And I'm super excited, especially about the upcoming releases behind that.
That's wonderful, man. And I mean, and that's, you know, pretty brave to be talking about something that is so personal and true, that can metaphorically have, you know, artistic value, but still get to the point.
Exactly. Exactly. Right across the board. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how long did it take to write this song?
Crash and Burn took a minute because at first I went through so many different levels and elements with Crash and Burn. The first verse drop was, okay, it was supposed to be Future with another artist, a female artist, but our schedules didn't line together, you know? I was trying to make it work so bad, though, because, you know, we had rehearsals one time, like a songwriting session, to, like, come together and to complete the album, like, you know, writing a song and trying to, like, lay down the structure and the values with it. And so, but after that, it's just like, we just couldn't figure out a perfect schedule to come to like the studio and agreement to, you know, to do the song, you know? And I'm so hurt by that because I didn't really want to do the song by myself, you know what I'm saying? Because I saw the vision behind it with her being on it. So, but I was like, okay, well, fine. Let me, you know what I'm saying, change some things around. And so I just like, hey, I got to do this by myself. So I found that passion of just doing the whole entire song by myself. And so, and I just went with it. So basically, the verse was rewritten at least about 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
Yeah, because I wasn't satisfied with the first one, the second one, and so forth on. I was like, you know what? It's not right in my heart. I don't feel like I'm really still telling that story because it's also coming from a true story, you know what I'm saying, from the past. And I want artists to know that it's okay to start telling your true stories within your music. And it's okay to inspire other people behind your true story and what's going on because you're helping saving lives at the same time and inspiring people. So I rewrote that verse a couple of times and going back to the drawing board, I was like, it's not right. I'll stay up 3 o'clock in the morning. No, it's not right. I'll be up 12 o'clock in the morning, 10 in the morning, you know, rewriting it and going back and forth and going back to the drawing board. It's not right. It's like, I can stick with the first verse, but is it good enough? You know, do it move me? And it don't. So by the grace of God, within a couple of hours before I went to the studio, I found it. And you know what's so crazy? Mm-hmm. It always seemed like that moment before you go to the studio, you always find that missing piece. And that's really? So crazy. Super crazy. But that's the journey behind Crash and Burn.
Do you think going to the studio is kind of like, you know, like internally, it's like your body is saying, like, we're about to get to a creative safe space?
You have an excellent point. And I think that's exactly what it is. It's like you feeling that more comfort of like, okay, like, come to your senses. Here you is. Like, don't think hard. Boom.
Yes. Just, it's okay.
Yep.
You know, you're going to your playground. Yep. You're just going to have fun and create.
Yep. There you go. You got it.
I love it, man. Yeah. I love it, man. And at a home, bless your heart, you're sitting there like, oh, no, oh, no. And then you go to the studio, you're like, done.
Boom.
Like, really?
Just like, exactly. And so it's just like magic, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but, you know, that's the journey behind an artist. Like, you know, it's so crazy because music can come about so many different ways and, you know, and be created in so many different, you know, weird formula ways and formats. And, you know, like, that's just a journey of an artist. And that's why I really love to hear an artist behind their projects. I want to know what journey you've been on to create this, because I know it was a journey. And since I'm inspired by that project, I want to be even more inspired by the whole entire project behind the artist, the songs, the meaning, the writings, the production, the producers, so forth on, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because no project is the exact same.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And that's why I like hearing about the story about how Queen, they're like, we are going to go to the middle of nowhere, zero distractions, and we're going to just make this album and we're going to stay till we're done.
Yep.
And, you know, in your home, you may feel comfortable, you know, at home, but right. You're around so many distractions, your right. bills, your internet, your TV.
Absolutely.
But you go to the studio and it's just you and the
freedom,
and art.
The space to just be yourself. You're right.
I love right. that.
Absolutely right.
So how was the studio sessions for recording Crash and Burn?
The studio session was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even lie. Like, I had a super great time recording Crash and Burn from start to finish. My engineer, he's always, you know, on point with the deliverance, you know what I'm saying? So we have a great chemistry when we're working together. So the studio session was very beautiful. It was kind of like, you know, not rushed. It was like, you know, take your time. And it was just like, make sure that you're getting your best takes, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, with Crash and Burn. And the studio session was just over the top, like, iconic. And that's probably like one of my favorite moments of recording. I know we're about to get ready to talk about the album, but that was just like one of my most favorite moments of recording the album was Crash and Burn in the studio.
I love that. I love that. And so Crash and Burn is going to be one of the singles featured on your upcoming album, which is called, I'm looking at it, Peak Sand and Purple Ocean.
Hey, boom.
So,
oh yeah.
What is the inspiration behind the name of the album, and how does Crash and Burn, if you can tell us now, is going to play a role in that album?
Okay. Pink Sand and Purple Ocean, the name behind it represents power, growth, protection. It represents, you know, finding the best version of yourself within yourself. So I like to call Pink Sand and Purple Ocean like a crystal, like a positive crystal. Like, you take that for protection and for like healingness and like, you know, like, oh, nobody can take this away from me. Like, this is my power stone. That's exactly what the album represents in a bow, Pink Sand and Purple Oceans. If you're feeling lost, if you're feeling like you're an outsider, you're not welcome to different, you know, popularities, groups, you know, functions, or you feel like an outcast, an outsider, or you don't feel like you don't fit in, you weird, people don't want to include you with nothing, this album is for that particular group of people. And I don't feel ashamed of saying that this album is for those people, because I've been on that end where I wasn't included in things. I've been on that end where I wasn't invited into things. I've been on that end where people thought I was weird or whatever the case may be and this and that. So it represents both ends, you know, protection, energy, and also for people who feel like outsiders.
I love that.
Thank you. And where Pink Sand and Purple Ocean fit in at, I mean, Crash and Burn, I'm sorry, where that fit in, if it's in, you know, telling a story, because Crash and Burn and Pink Sand and Purple Ocean is telling a story from start to beginning. So when you hear the album and you hear each track, you will understand the story behind each track and the, you know, the meaning behind each track when you listen to the album.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Hey.
So how many tracks is going to be in this album?
It's going to be 9 tracks. It's going to be 9 tracks. I took away a track because I just felt like it kind of threw it off a little bit. So I kind of deleted that track. So it's going to be 9 tracks total. You will definitely get an intro and an outro to definitely complete the album. And each track would definitely be a treat. And each track is absolutely different. So no tracks sound the same. No tracks have the same, you know what I'm saying, sound. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of Pink Sand and Purple Ocean. It's like you're getting a treat on everything. You know, you're getting rapping, you're getting pop, you're getting EDM, you're getting R&B, you're getting a story. When you're listening to it, you're feeding your soul with positive energy instead of listening to negative energy. And, you know, you're on a natural high. You're going to like another planet. So it's all these great things when you definitely play Pink Sand and Purple Ocean. I keep wanting to say Crash and Burn, Crash and Burn, Crash and Burn, because I've been promoting Crash and Burn for the latest. So my mind is just on that. So please forgive me. Pink Sand and Purple Oceans, baby.
No, I totally understand because I've seen you. I've been seeing you grinding, sir. And it's paying off tenfold.
Thank you. I appreciate it because it's a lot of hard work. And I couldn't do it without my manager, Anthony. He's a big part of that, you know, to push my creativity process and the visions and all of that. And likewise, I see your grind. I see your hustle. I see your shine. Keep at it, because that's what it's all about. Because I want people around me that I connect with to work, outgrow, and make it to the top together, baby. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Love and support each other and make it to the top together. That's what it's all about. And baby, Houston's so big and we need each other. We need each other. Come on. We have so much talent. There's no need to feel a certain type of way about anybody. We're all talented in the city. Everybody got some dope talent. Every single body. It doesn't matter if you're an engineer, you know, producer, songwriter, singer, model, actress. Houston is super talented to still be distance. And we got to fix that. We got to fix that, baby.
We really do. We need to stop being intimidated by each other.
Exactly.
And threatened by each other. Exactly. And start supporting each other.
Exactly.
You know, we all like to eat. We all like to sleep. We all like to have a good time.
Yep.
We all like to love.
Yeah.
We're not so different. But that's a topic for another day. Well, a little bit, kind of, sort of. So you said that you have all different kind of elements on your track, not all of them on the same, but they're all giving that part of the story for the album. Was there any kind of special elements like that you liked in your music? You said you had some rapping, some pop, some mm-hmm. rock elements.
The thing about me and behind my creativity, I always like to throw people off. So I always want people to expect the unexpected. Because I feel like if people know your next move, it won't be too much of a surprise. So, and me, music is my passion. I love all types of music. Country, pop, rap, jazz, R&B, alternative. I love everything.
Mm-hmm.
So those elements behind my creativity process, if I come across a production and it's country, and I'm rocking with it, we gonna roll with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Music
yeah.
is music. Why divide music? So I'm all about putting things together, you know, testing and always playing with things, because I know we kind of jumping ahead, but after this project and stuff like that within this year, I'm also going to release a full 100% EDM album. So I'm all about just being different and outside the box.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I just got goosebumps. Hey. Like, oh, my goodness. Like, not to hate on anyone who's understands algorithm and releasing singles versus albums, but, I mean, me being a music head, I'm excited to hear about albums.
Missy, you just hit it right on the head, because that's my main focus I've been trying to get people to, you know, be on. Don't let albums die. Album is the savory to, like, you know, like how we breathe and stuff like that. Like, albums are super important. It's okay for singles. Yeah, that's cool. But I want to hear stories. I want to hear people passionate, you know, journeys and stuff like that. Album, it just completes the soul. Without the album, you have nothing.
Yes.
And thanks to the digital world we live in now, it's like, well, we don't need albums anymore. It's all about quick singles and this and that and go on to the next. But I'm still an artist that I actually go buy physical albums. I still do and listen to albums. That's why I'm so passionate of creating albums in my own world as an artist, you know?
Yeah.
So you're definitely right about that. Super right.
I follow, I'm not going to mention the artist's names, you know what I'm saying? But I had followed this artist, you know, and I saw them releasing singles and getting like million views on their single videos. And then they released an album and they released the official audio videos and you see only a couple thousand. And I'm like, why? Why? Because it's almost like you have a comic book, not even comic book. It's like you have a magazine, the single, or you have a book, the album.
True.
And nobody wants to read no more. They're like, well, even like I'll go on social media now instead of see the headline. I don't read the, bruh, if you read that book, if you listen to that album, it will change your life. Okay.
Right.
It will change your life.
Right.
Oh my God.
I definitely understand. Hey, but, and that's where I'm confused at too, because like you just said, and you had a validated good point. It's like, okay, when the singles come out, people, you know, they get millions and millions of plays, but then when the album comes out, you know, certain tracks don't do well versus the other ones that were single. And I guess, and I hate to say this, that the world that we live in now, but I think that we need to start holding artists accountable too. You know? Like, talk to your fans.
Yeah.
Talk to the public.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on tours, have that conversation with your fans.
Yeah.
Be one-on-one and be direct. Go on live a little bit more and engage with your fans and let them know that, hey, I need you guys to actually support the album more than the singles. Come on now. Your voice is power. A lot of people look up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Make that change because, you know, the thing about it, and I'm not trying to get super, you know, deep into this topic, but, you know, it's to the point where artists really don't even make money off of their music anymore. And that's a sad thing.
Yeah.
You got to go on tour. You got to get endorsement deals, sponsorships, just to make it.
Yeah.
When at the end of the day, you're known for the music. So we need to change a lot of things, Missy, especially bringing the albums back.
Indeed. You know, because you have to think, you know, how long it took them to get this album out, how meticulous it was to decide what's going to go on there, how it's going to be done, where it's going to be done, when it's going to be released, how is it going to be portrayed, and then to just poo-poo on it because it's like, it's too long. Excuse me?
Tell me about it. And it's like, we're in like one brain, Missy, because I totally understand everything you're saying from note to note. Like, everything. Because one thing about it is that, like you just said, they spend all of this time crafting this album together. You know what I'm saying? Flying over the world in different studio sessions and stuff like this, working with songwriters, producers. I mean, the list goes on. Writing camps and stuff like that. You know, some songs don't make the album. Some songs get put on the album. Then there's drama behind the scenes that people don't see behind the albums. You know, people get invited to the studio and where are you? Come on. That's the realistic life of the music business.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then when the album come out, then people are like, oh, whatever. That hurts. That hurts.
Yeah.
And then all that money that was spent on the album too, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
And, And I mean, how about yourself? How long you haven't even released it yet. How long have you been working thus far on your current album?
I kid you not. 2 years. 2 years so far.
Wow.
Because I'm an independent artist and things take some time. You know, I don't have a big budget behind me. It takes 2 years to structure those nice songs because, you know, just because you go into a studio one day doesn't mean a song can be completed within that time. You can still take it home, listen to the demo versions to see if you got to make some tweaks, some changes, you know what I'm saying? Some, you know, some other ideals. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you think a track might go together, and then you probably have to change the production on it or add some more vocals. And then, you know, you got to travel and cost and things like that. Being independent, things going to take a little bit longer. So it took 2 years and then to write the album, because at first, I knew I wanted to write an album, but I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. Mm. I didn't know what I wanted to say. I didn't even have the first track done. The first track was actually Merry-Go-Round. So it's just all of these emotions playing effect over the past 2 years of structuring this album to where it is today. That's why, baby, when this album come out, I'm going to take me a break and enjoy myself. Because that album took a lot of time, effort, and work. But I cannot forget the people behind it. My engineer, DJ Ezeal, much respect to him because, you know what I'm saying, he was there from the beginning. He didn't ever rush my creativity process. He respected me in the studio as an artist, you know, especially being different, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, he never made me feel uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying? He made me feel right with my materials and everything. And all the producers on the album, you know, there's so many to name right now because, you know, they're kind of new. But so many, like GC and Caddy Beats and so many others, I thank them so much. And, you know, people behind me that invest into me, like my manager and, you know, and other people that invest in me and my photographers that I work with. Like, I thank everybody because it takes a team to make an artist and to make an album. And I thank you as well to giving me a platform to promote the album and to get it out there. So I thank all of y'all. I really do.
Baby, you didn't have to twist my arm to come talk about an album. I was kind of like, when's it coming out? Like, you know, like, I'm already thinking, I'm like, oh, that'll take me to my next question. So now with albums, you know, something that breaks my heart is that there's mostly just digital releases. Do you have any interest in maybe doing a physical release, either a CD or even vinyl, now that vinyl is coming back?
I love this question because me and my manager, we actually in the discussion right now to actually this summer, upcoming summer, to actually release a little exclusive merch line. So in that merch line, we definitely will have some physical CDs available.
Yay!
Oh yeah.
Yay!
Oh yeah, for sure. Now, you know, after this hard work with the album, baby, you know we got to put a physical copy out. Come on now. Come on now. After all of this hard work?
I mean, okay, hot debate. Okay, CD quality is by far the highest quality.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Vinyl is nice if you want that, you know, kind of classical kind of sound, you know, that thing. You don't mind that little scratchy kind of thing, whatever. But, and digital is great if you want just...
Stuff is so quick and like right
know,
now.
Right. You know, it's quick satisfaction. Yeah. But CD, oh my God, it's like my ears are just having a party. It's so good.
I definitely agree on that because, you know, I definitely witnessed both sides, you know, the digital, not so much a vinyl, but I have also witnessed the thing of, you know, the world of an album. Like you hear everything 10 times better. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, I didn't know that little part was in there on the album version. You know, oh, the mix and mastering is way better. Oh, like, you know, it's there's a lot of O's. Like, oh, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a little crazy with this now, but I did my own special effects on the podcast, but.
It's so true, though. There's some songs I won't listen to on stream, no matter how much you pay me, because I'm like, it doesn't do it justice.
True.
I can't hear half of the instrumentals. Mm-hmm. I can't hear the background vocals.
Yeah.
And the artist doesn't sound as clean as they really are.
What I was told, I'm not sure if this is true, but what I told from someone in the industry, they was like, well, what the labels do, they kind of tailored down the main version of the albums and they lowered it down because they don't want to give the best qualities of the song and they just put them out on streaming services. But I'm like, why would you do that? Just release everything at its full potential. Like, release the highest quality, no matter if it's single, digital, album. Just release everything like it is. But they do that. For whatever reasons why they script the quality for digital, I don't know, but they do that. And it sucks.
It could be because, you know, you've seen, you know, in the past, they'll say, now remastered. It wasn't remastered.
My point.
It was just...
My point. Yep.
Fully released.
Yep. My point. Come on now.
Yeah, they're not lying. They know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, and that's what we're seeing now in the digital age. We're seeing, like, on YouTube, we're seeing official audio videos. And then you, like, have a teaser video as well for your Crash and Burn single and an official audio for your Crash and Burn. Yeah. So, and you can hear both of the qualities. They're very pristine. They're very high quality. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do nothing about what YouTube does compression-wise afterwards. But it still sounds really clean.
Right. Right. You're absolutely right. You're right. And thank you for pointing that out, because I forgot all about that. I do have a teaser video for Crash and Burn, and I forgot all about that. You own it, girl. Come on now. Hey, now this is what you call a good podcast host. You know what I'm saying? That really do their homework. So that's what's up. Yeah, I forgot all about that, Missy. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless your heart. You've been running 1,000 miles a minute.
Tell me about it. Right? Me and my manager, we be out every single day filming content, promoting things, trying to get, you know, the content on point and all that good stuff. And sometime we be getting at each other, whatever the case may be, but it's all love. And we have a beautiful chemistry to work together behind the scenes. But it's nonstop, Missy. The single, the album, the promotion and all this stuff. Like, it's a lot of work. And much love to all of these independent artists, man, because we got to do everything our own selves. And sometimes that sucks. And I'm not going to even lie.
And that's why people need to support you guys, you know, especially, you know, not to say in that, you know, artists behind labels don't deserve love too, you know what I'm saying? But you guys out there are in the streets. You are really engaging with the fans. Right. You are really doing the most, you know. People need to appreciate and acknowledge the energy and the time.
True. And that's why I'm a big supporter, and I'm not just talking about this just to be talking about it, but that's why I'm a big supporter of when it comes to supporting independent artists, baby. Because let me tell you something. When it comes to independent artists, we have the best music. I'm not going to even lie. Because we're different, we don't sound the same, and we got our own swag. Wait, do people still say the word swag?
You asking the wrong person, baby. Right? I'm not here.
I'm sorry. But, you know, we got our own flow, our own flavor.
Yes.
So, yeah. So...
Yeah. I love that. I love that, man. So you released some teasers for your Crash and Burn video. So does that mean there's going to be a music video for that single off the album first, possibly?
Yes. But the music videos and stuff like that won't come towards the summer of this year. But we have a lot of things around the album, if that makes sense, that's going to come out. So it's going to be some special treats, some special, you know what I'm saying, like some surprises. You know, but it's still going to be tailored around the album. You're going to get videos. Yes, Crash and Burn is definitely going to be a video. Mm-hmm. But we waited for the summer for the video. I know it probably sounds a little bit sketchy and too far out. But trust me, there's a rollout behind everything. And yeah, you're definitely going to get some videos, some lyric videos, and some other stuff that I can't say right now. But you're definitely going to get some good surprises.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So can you tell us about, like, I've been seeing a lot of artists, how they do the official audio videos, and they don't just upload it with just a picture of the album. They kind of put, like, some kind of little animation that goes on a loop kind of thing.
True.
So what was the process like for you when you wanted to make your official audio video? Like, what were the artists that you work with for the illustration and so on?
The illustration for the artist was Danny G. Danny G and Carlos. Danny G and Carlos is who I worked with for the album. Well, not for the album, but for the Crash and Burn single artwork cover. So we tailored that together. I found these guys off of Instagram. You can find a lot of great, talented people, you know, and I'm all about supporting artists. No matter if you draw, you can create, design, whatever the case may be, graphic, whatever the case may be. I'm all about supporting our community, baby. So especially the independent freelancers. So I found someone on Instagram. We had a very good connection. I wrote everything down from start to finish, how I wanted everything, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm very picky in certain ways of how I want stuff. And so, yeah. And so that was a great broke down. And he understood my vision. And within the first turnaround, like, everything was on point. I didn't even have to, like, take notes and, like, no, can you redo this over? Everything came out, like, spectacular.
Wow.
Like he understood the assignment.
God bless. Mm-hmm. God bless, man.
And then for the album cover, I work with an incredible photographer out of Houston called Darius, and he have this photography company called The Gate Photography, and he did the album cover.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I saw that you were doing a photo shoot recently with like a pink and purple kind of background. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be possibly featured with the album as well?
Well, I like to call those things like treats.
Okay.
So I like to call that, that's kind of like the puzzles of like around the albums. So it's nothing kind of like major behind the album, but I still like to release stuff just to kind of like, you know, fill in those empty spaces until the album drops. So those nothing but treats. I like to, you know, give my fans like different photos and, mm-hmm. you know, special announcements and, you know, cool content and stuff like that. So all of those are like, you know, treats and excitement that's leading up to the album.
And you're right, there are treats, because if you are, you came from around my time, we used to love, get excited about new pictures of our artists so we could hang them up on our mm-hmm. wall, print them out.
Yep.
Because we did not have, we weren't being able to do this back then. We printed that thing out, had a little binder of all of our artists.
Exactly, exactly. And then you'd be so quick to like, you know, and so excited to read the lyrics and see who yes. wrote on that. And then, you know, what labels and stuff like this was a part of this, you know, yes. masterpiece.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, open up the CD and reading the booklet, I was like, oh my God. Look at it. This is so cool. Right. Oh my God. You know, like.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so excited. Like, I'm jonesing, like, thinking just about an album. Like, yeah.
You definitely understand the meaning of albums. And don't you know how hard it is to find people that can actually connect with albums? It is so hard. So I definitely appreciate you understanding that.
Yes.
That means a lot.
Of course, honey. I mean, because, I mean, I may have not been there when you were writing the lyrics, you know, things like that. I may not had a part in the composition of the piece, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but I can understand, I can hear, I can feel it. And I'm like, oh God. All right. Like, you know, like oh my God. And like when you go to concerts and you've been listening to that album like for months and then you go see them and they're like, oh, I really hope they play it in this order. And it does. And you're just like,
I know.
Oh my God.
But you know what? That's the thing about like, you know, always switching things up in a sense, because mm-hmm. when I get an album, I'm jamming it from start to finish, right?
Yes.
But here's another thing about me that's kind of like weird maybe. I like an artist, like when I go see them live, I like them to switch up the elements a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like them to do something that's kind of like really not on the album. You know, I'm coming to see you for a special treat. You know, of course I paid to see you. You know, I got the album at home.
Yeah.
I know what the album sounds like, but let me see what else could you add, like different treats and special elements and new flares to the live performance.
Yes.
You know? Like, make it like an exclusive appearance to your fans. Like, ooh, what is this? Like, oh, wow. Like, oh, those arrangements are like super cool. Oh, well, on the album, it was a piano. And then on the live performance, it's a guitar. Like, that's dope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. It completely takes you by surprise. And,
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm so excited.
Absolutely.
Do you have any plans for your live show performances to support the album when it gets released?
Yes. So when the album finally drops and it releases, we're going to be doing a lot of shows around Houston. We're going to be doing a lot of performance, a lot of special appearances, a lot of open mics and things like that. And but the album got pushed back, though. It was supposed to have been released February the 22nd. But, you know, some things didn't make the deadline on time. So we had, you know, well, I had, you know, a special appearance in Dallas and another one in Austin. But those got canceled because of the album got pushed back. But most definitely a lot of live performances are coming up.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be very heavily in these Houston streets promoting.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Thank you.
So for your teaser, Crash and Burn, it kind of showed you in like a suburban kind of area style thing. So is there any kind of those kind of elements that you're going to be bringing to the live performance or just completely something different?
It's going to be completely different, but I want people to actually understand that every moment will be a special moment, not for me, but for all of us. Because I understand that we all go through things. I understand that we all go through ups and downs and, you know, and like this roller coaster on life. So with the performances, they would definitely have its own world versus the music videos versus the albums. Because I just want to tailor things and separate things, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the live performances, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be surprised. You're like, yo, like, how can he do that on like a on like a small scale on a budget. I didn't even expect confetti to fly out his his back jacket or like sports to come flying out of his pants or something like that. But guess what? If you have a mind that you can create, anything is possible. So when it comes to the live performances, people are going to definitely be entertained. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, step over, because here come EOS, baby. Boom!
And we got a little treat, like you like to say, sneak peek of what to expect from your upcoming performances, because you did an IG stream recently of live performing Crash and Burn.
Yep.
So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that right there is another Taylor and another have and another piece of the connection of the main song, Crash and Burn. See, what I did with this single and promotion behind it is that I wanted to release a visual behind it. I wanted to release kind of like a storytelling video behind it. I wanted to release a more like behind the scenes type of, you know, feel behind it. And then I wanted to actually release the main song. So I wanted to really make sure that I really got all of that great juice out of it and really give people the opportunity to understand it's just not a single, it's a story. And also be prepared for the album. So I'm trying to get people prepared for the album. So I want you to listen to the visual, listen to the story, listen to, you know, the short film behind it, and then listen to the physical song. So it's like I'm training those ears for the album. So yeah, that's my silly way of putting things.
You know, the last time someone did something like this, it was called Pink Floyd's The Wall. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you think that was amazing, get ready for Pink Sand and Purple Oceans, baby.
Hey.
Okay. Hey. Oh, I'm excited.
What an incredible, iconic group, a band. Come on now.
I know.
Legendaries.
Yes. But I mean, I feel like the way that you're explaining it, that's what it sounds like. That's the first thing I think of. It's like, this is his version of The Wall. You know what I'm saying? He's breaking it down from intro to outro, bits and parts and pieces. I feel like when I get to your Comfortably Numb track, whatever that is, I'm going to be like, oh God. Oh, Jesus, take the wheel.
You definitely understand it. You understand the process.
Yes.
Like, come on, like, am I right? I'm talking to my manager right now, but like, come on, like, because we have these conversations all the time, and you're definitely somebody that, you know, I'm super grateful to come across because you understand what it's like. And I tell people all the time, yeah, I'm independent and stuff like that, but it doesn't mean I got to act independent or look independent. You know, there's nothing wrong with being independent, but you don't got to, you know what I'm saying, step out lagging a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people, like, I'm very particular and I'm very precise about my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that so I'm not going to put nothing out until it's ready, until it's on point. I'm not going to put nothing out until it's done. Sometimes I can get kind of firm behind the scenes, but that's just the life of an artist. You know what I'm saying? You also got to be a businessman or a businesswoman too behind the scenes to get things done. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about work ethic. You know what I'm saying? So I'm all about that quality, that creativity and you know, and that own, you know what I'm saying? So, but I have also fired people quietly without knowing if they don't step up with their expectations. So, but it's all love at the end of the day, baby. H-Town represent. Hey!
Hey!
But yeah.
So kind of going back a little bit, you know, you mentioned that you took out one of the tracks because it didn't really correlate with the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. So how did you decide the arrangement of the tracks? You know, not just intro and outro, but like the real meat in the sandwich.
Right. I went back to the drawing board with the track list so many times, Missy. And that's another reason why the album took the minute to came out, because I wanted each track to flow and coordinate together. So there are so many sketches of paper with each track, like the track list that's so sketched out, like, because I didn't even know what direction I wanted to put the tracks in. Mm-hmm. So that took some time to structure and to elevate and to curve and to, you know, to smooth out. But once I really got that final and that last rough draft of each track, I was just listening to everything very closely. Sometimes I would listen to the album like every day, multiple times throughout the day, because I want it to be right. You know, okay, so when I start from track one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Are they going to flow together? Are they going to make sense? I don't want anything to not make no sense, you know? So that last track that I took out, it wasn't actually the last track of the album, but when I decided to, at the last minute, to take it out, it was actually a interlude. It was an interlude, and the interlude actually was called Janet Jackson. I'm a big fan of Janet Jackson. And so I wanted to do kind of like a little skit, but I felt like the skit was just a little bit too off from the album of actually telling a story. So that's why I took it off. I'm kind of sad, but because I can kind of see that little interlude blowing up on TikTok, though. I ain't gonna lie, but I don't know. I might slap it on the, I don't know. Hey, the album don't drop until March 24th. So I still might just slap it on there and just like call it the day. I don't know. But yeah.
Brings me to a good point about here's a pro about being an independent artist is that one, you said no one rushes you in the production.
Sure.
And also, you know, like I've heard of some artists that were specific labels that are like, well, you have to put 14 tracks no matter what.
Yeah.
So they might only write 12 that really moves them. And then you'll hear them. You'll hear them on the album and you're like, oh, this was a ready-made track. This is a, I have to fill the quota track. But you don't have that with independent artists.
Exactly.
You get the pleasure to listen to everything they wanted to express.
Yep. You're right. You're right. And I don't think a lot of people know that too, especially if they're not music heads, especially if an artist is behind a major label and on a popular roster. A lot of times they do have a lot of tracks on the album that are called fillers. And you, like you said, you can definitely hear when a track is rushed or it's like just thrown on there. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Oh, I hear that. Okay, cool. Whatever. But yeah, you're right. You're right about everything.
And although I'll still enjoy the album, you know, it can sometimes hearing that track in the middle of like listening to all these things, and it's like it'll kind of take you by surprise. You're like, what? But with an indie artist, you're like, that was amazing.
Right. And there is this independent artist that I listen to all the time on YouTube, also on Spotify. Her name is Diana, and she's based out of the UK, and her music is so good. And I remember when she released her album, I was like, whoa, like everything was on point. There was no fillers, there was no like, you know, let me just rush this to put it on there. And another thing about this other artist by the name of Tinashe, you know what I'm saying, she started off independent, then she got signed to a label, and now she's back independent doing her thing. But her recently last two projects was basically done independently. No big label behind her, none of that. And you can definitely tell the difference when an artist is actually on the label versus independent, because it's just like a different taste and a different sound.
Like guitar picking and picking with your fingers, you can hear that stuff, okay? Like
You can. Absolutely, you can.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, no problem. It was a blessing. It was a pleasure. It was like an iconic moment to be here to talk about the album. And I'm super excited. And, you know, before we wrap up, you know, there's an album listening party that's going to be happening on March the 18th. And the album physically drops on March the 24th. And thank you so much, Missy, for being a part of this project and being a voice to get the album out there. I appreciate you. And baby, it's all about success. We're about to rock out. And just know that in the future, you're always welcome to come on tours with me, come behind stage, exclusive interviews. We're about to do it because you actually believe in me, baby. And I'm about to preach right now. You actually believed in me. And don't you know how hard it is for people to believe in independent artists? It's like a lot of people sleep on independent artists, but all of a sudden when they blow, everybody like, oh, I supported you. It was like, really? Where were you? You know what I'm saying? So, and I can't say that about you. You're totally the opposite. And I really do appreciate you, Missy. So when you go to bed at night and all that stuff, just know that it's people like me that really do appreciate your hard work, your platform and things like that. And I couldn't do it without you. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You're too kind, love. You know, not to get personal, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, me being a single gal, I don't have a family of my own. But now I feel like, you know, meeting all you wonderful artists, you know, it's like now I feel like the mom that goes to the school show. I'm like, oh, look at my baby. They're performing on stage. Oh, my goodness. Right. I'm that person now. So, hey. Yeah, I will come and see you always. And don't worry, you're going to hear me. I'll be like, oh, this is my baby. Look at him. He's on the stage.
Hey, that's what's up. And I feel the love. I feel the love. And it means the world. Appreciate it.
And I'm so proud of you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you are already somebody before my platform. And then to see you go even higher, it's incredible to be a part of that history with you guys.
I appreciate it. And I likewise, literally, word for word, likewise. Absolutely.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
Do you have any last bit of advice for the listeners?
Hey, y'all better go support that album, Pink Santa Purple Oceans, baby. It got something for everybody on there. Pop, rock, EDM, rap, whatever you want to call it. Y'all better go support it, lit it up. And, you know, and I'm going to be on the lookout for other artists, too, and supporting their stuff. Every artist that comes on this platform, I'm going to be looking, I'm going to be watching, and I'm supporting their stuff and jamming out, too, because it's supporting for all of us to support each other. Hey, and that's how we really going to make it, if we support each other. I know I keep saying it a lot, but that's some real talk. And Houston is too big to be held down now. So I'm going to be quiet now. Take it away, Missy. Hey.
Be ready for Pink Sand and Purple Oceans. Okay? Support each other. Okay? And support each other.
Hey. That's all what right. It's all about, baby.
Thank you guys so much for listening this week. And thank you, EIs, again, for joining us again. Always a pleasure.
Likewise.
And we'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.